Well, perhaps we won't wait then. It's 5:04, just like the reg that we all loved so much back in the mid and late 70s. So, my name is John McCann. I'm the president of Blind Information Technology Specialists, and I'm pleased to welcome everyone here to our first teleconference meeting. We paved the way to do this at our last annual meeting, which was held in conjunction with the ACB convention in Las Vegas in 2014. And let me get that thing off. I'm going to take the iPhone off the focus on the clock, because that's otherwise it's going to spit at me every minute. I am very, very excited to see the attendance, and as I said off recording, I think the wisdom of our having adopted this teleconference mode of conducting our annual meetings is very much vindicated by the level of attendance that we see here. Having said that, and with the recording now underway, I'll put this phone on the floor here and grab my keyboard so I can review the agenda. But I believe the first item will be... I've already done the greeting, so Tom, why don't you basically assess who's here, and there's no question
about okay.
the quorum at this juncture. The quorum check component of that is addressed. We have over 10, so we're good on quorum.
Okay. What I'm going to do is Renee has been assisting me with this, and as people have come in, we've tried to catch people who have come in, and she has checked names that actually are already here that we caught. So I'm going to have her read those off and ask if you're here. And as you go, there may be one or two at the end, and we'll ask if your name has not yet been called so we can check you in. Hold on just one second.
Okay. All right, good evening. Okay, so so far, going alphabetical order, we have Ray Campbell, Michael Capel, Jim Cummings, James Denham. Betsy, these are the people I already have. Betsy Doan.
Here.
And then I have, Steve Holmes is here, and Earlene Hughes is here. Christopher Judd.
Here.
And I have, Aaron
LaCharity.
I'm sorry. And then
I'm here.
Amanda Lee. And John McCann is here. Tom Jones. And they have Ann Parsons. I'm going out for the court. We have Pittsenberger.
Here.
Rob Rogers is here.
Yes.
David Tanner.
Yeah.
Here. And Larry Turnbull. Richard Villa. And myself, Renee Sparks. Is there anybody that I did not call?
Done good, girl. You got everybody.
My gosh.
Great. You can check this for me, Renee, but I'm counting 19 names, which, again...
Yeah, I counted 19 also, John.
Okay, so... And Ms. Karen Eichel may come in later. She did call me and indicated she had a conflict with another meeting, teleconference meeting. You can simply never avoid those, but we may yet get some stragglers. 19 is awesome, and I will again reiterate that I think, kudos to the membership of this organization that passed the amendments that are making this possible. I was going to say that in the President's report, but I feel so strongly about it, I'm going to say it in the very beginning here. The second item of business is the adoption of the agenda. It pretty much sketches things. I did not put anything overly specific here. It's really a blueprint for how we should conduct the meeting. I'll entertain any...
I will make a motion that we adopt the agenda as distributed.
I'll second.
Okay. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of... adopting the proposed agenda as circulated, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Okay, moving on to item 3. I love this membership meeting is going to conduct business the way the board does, efficiently and with focus. Item 3 is adoption of the minutes of the 2014 annual meeting. Those minutes were distributed both on the BIF discussion list which is restricted to members anyway, and you also received another copy via the roster from which I've combed the email addresses and which serves as the official notice. Does anyone feel moved? Go ahead.
This is Betsy. I entertain a motion to approve the minutes as distributed.
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Ray Campbell, and I do have one correction. I thought I saw in the minutes near the top, I think I heard Andrea Pitson-Barner, not Pitson-Barger. So I think, Andrea, you're...
Ray,
yeah.
Joss pronounces my name that way. I don't know why, but it is spelled correctly.
I actually was doing it on voiceover, so I don't know if that makes a difference, but...
It just pronounces it that way. Don't worry about it. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay. Just
right, I'll check it. I'll check it. We'll, you know...
check it, but I thought that's what I heard, so I wanted
no,
to...
No, thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
There's no N in there, but it says it like there's an N, and I don't know why, but voiceover and Jaws both have.
Okay.
Yeah, voiceover.
Someone just came in, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Marty Kuhn.
Marty Kuhn, so please kindly add him, too, so we're up to 20. This is excellent.
Yeah.
And even had we adopted, the implication of the understanding is that any misspellings, et cetera, matters of a purely editorial nature could be corrected. I was careful to check spellings of people and things like that. As a matter of fact, well, I'll tell you later, Tom said. Well, I'll tell you now because we're all friends anyway. Ray's wife spells her name with a Y-N, not an E-N, which is atypical. But
that's right. I forgot that part.
There you go. I caught it for you. See,
thank you.
You know you love me for a reason. Okay.
You got it.
Amidst all this frivolity, a motion has been made to adopt the minutes as circulated, and I don't believe there's any further discussion that we wish to hold on that. So I'll assume a call to question. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as circulated, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Very good. Okay, we will proceed to item 4, which is the Treasurer's Report. And again, just preliminarily, I'll say, and I explain this in the call of the meeting or the announcement, that the Treasurer's Report really should be deferred to the end of the fiscal year. Probably there won't be any other transactions, but a completed one summarizing the whole year will be done in July. Richard?
I have a Treasurer's Report, and usually in my reports I put in for period ending, but on this one I said ending, this Treasurer's Report ending 6/24, because that's today, and I took the numbers as of today.
Excellent.
So, 6/1, our opening checking account balance was $4,671.41. And there was a $20 deposit this month, which was a check that I had deposited because I was trying to stay out of the flood.
Can you speak up a little?
I didn't deposit a check until this month that I was holding because of the torrential rains in May, so trying to stay out of the rain. So that's a $20 deposit for the check for membership. Bill deposits was $20. We had zero expenses this month. 6/24, which is today, checking account balance is $4,691.41. PayPal balance is $162.36. Yes. And let's see, our savings accounts that we have, $549.22. And we still have our $10,000 Wells Fargo CD. So the total in all accounts is $15,403.09. I'll hold that and submit it to whoever the president was to be sent to. I haven't sent it to anyone. But there will be a report that I will do as of the 30th to close the book on this year.
Excellent. Okay, as, again, as I indicated, this just gives the membership a sense of where the membership, you know, where, I mean, gives the membership a sense of where the Treasury is at, and it is certainly accurate to the date of preparation, but, you know, we will distribute, as I had represented, a complete Treasurer's report for the fiscal year, at the time the fiscal year ends.
During the Treasurer's report.
Thank you. Yes, that's correct. I had that in the back of my mind, too.
Who just joined us during the Treasurer's report? May have gone on mute.
Oh, okay.
All right,
well.
Somebody came in.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, yes, I know. If they don't choose to acknowledge, then we can't really.
Well, I just bought them credit on the minutes, and that's why.
All right, no, thanks. No, of course we would. And all we would have is a phone number,
Bruce
of course.
Alexander, and I came in a while ago.
Bruce. All right. Well,
Mr. President, I would make a motion that we accept the Treasurer's report.
I second it.
Okay. So moved and seconded, with the consistent with the understandings stated. My, you know, that it's provisional to the date of given. Any debate or comment, or I'll assume a call of the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay.
Parenthetically, I have that we owe two people that our bank won't let us send checks internationally to $10 rebates on the training. That's one is Susan Thompson, and the other one is
Rita DeLac.
Yeah.
In both cases, we're dealing with international individuals.
And the bank doesn't have provisions to do that. I tried.
Right.
I will take care of them at the convention.
Rita, who hails from the same province as does Aaron LaCharity, one of our new members. So we have we can have challenges when it comes to getting funds to those individuals. But and the Smart Money says we will see both of them at convention. They're both of them are regulars. They're usually there, so we'll give them. We'll settle up with those folks when we're there.
Actually, could PayPal be used to do that? I mean, in some instances, if the person had a PayPal account, of course, you might run into exchange.
If they have PayPal, I don't know if they pay PayPal.
Yeah, I don't know about Susan or
Susan. You usually pay some cash, and
I think it was our feeling that, given the high likelihood that we would see both of these individuals at convention, we'd just settle up there. I think that was our thinking.
Hopefully,
that
don't charge you interest.
So, are you saying that you haven't received the $10 from me?
No. Aaron, this was rebates on classes. We had given rebates to those taking classes at the Windows. Windows 8. Windows 8.1 we trained on last year. And if you were a member as of March 15, 2014, you were eligible for a rebate. You know, we gave a rebate to members. Just that's the historical data on that, which you would not have been conversant with, I understand.
Something akin to that, Mr. President, if I may.
Certainly.
I will be going tomorrow to pick up the two Apple TV units, one for the auction and one that we'll be doing the drawing on. For those people that have bought the package, the ones that are eligible, that's right, at the luncheon.
You have one more day to do it without paying extra.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, you
wouldn't qualify for the prize, for the door prize, if you don't buy the package.
Right.
Right.
That would be the other thing.
That is for those who are going to the convention. That was the point of making that quick.
Okay, I believe it is now time for the President's Report. Let me say, as I did earlier, that I'm very pleased to be giving this President's Report to you on this, our first teleconference meeting. And this report also comes to you at the conclusion of my first term as your President, and it has been an honor to have served these past 2 years. I noted with interest when I read the minutes of the 2014... let me preface what I'm about to say by using a phrase which may be familiar to you if you have ever played billiards Or, if you're a sports freak and you've ever heard the story, apocryphal or otherwise, of the third game of the 1932 World Series between the New York Yankees and the Chicago Cubs. Putatively, Babe Ruth basically called a shot. In other words, pointed out the center field like, that's where I'm going to put it. So now that we have a history of the phrase called shot, I noted with great interest in reading the minutes of the last annual meeting that my called shot then was that I wanted to see the membership increase, and I would really hope to be able to stand on the rostrum at the 2015 convention and receive the Percentage Growth Award on behalf of Blind Information Technology Specialists. As much as I can tell you at this point is that we have gone from 46 members in 2014 to 98, according to the credentials report, which was released to me and which I've seen as a member of the credentials committee. If I were a betting man, I would say we are the odds-on favorite to receive the Percentage Growth Award. And like you, I will anxiously await hearing what is announced on the floor of the opening session of the convention on the 5th of July, that Sunday opening session where this award is acknowledged and presented. So I would say stay tuned. That would not have happened without the diligence of my board and giving me the information I need to take to have taken, as I did, a leadership role in doing it. And the only reason that was true was because I think membership recruitment and sending out emails, if you try to do that by committee and divvy things up, then it becomes a coordination nightmare. So while I very much appreciate all the board's assistance, I pretty much decided to take the lion's share of the responsibility for doing that. Blessedly, we had some excellent, I have excellent resources available to me, past rosters, etc. I combed through email lists and really beat the bushes. The agenda for the coming year is to make sure that all of the, certainly that everybody in this organization, but particularly the 52 people that joined and that demonstrated their confidence in my leadership and in this board's leadership, that they feel that they're getting value for what it is they signed on for. I don't know that we'll ever have that kind of banner growth, certainly not by percentage, because we'd have to go from 98 to like 180 or something. It would have to be a Herculean leap. But I want to see this organization grow, and I'm pleased with what was able to be accomplished this far in the membership realm. We continue our excellent, exemplary tradition of providing excellent and informative and engaging, interesting program content at our conventions, which of course are held in conjunction with the ACB convention. This year, and we are partnering with two separate sister special interest affiliates to do that. On Sunday, Richard will be talking about Windows 10, which will be released at the end of July, and I'm sure that there are many, many people that are going to want to take advantage of that. We'll have our usual vendor showcase. On Monday afternoon, we will be partnering with Friends in Art and discussing iOS applications for social media and using social media to develop your membership and to as an integral part of a public relations tool that I think should be in every affiliate's PR toolbox, as it were. And on Tuesday, I'm particularly excited about this, given the very, very significant intersection of membership between BIST and ACBRA, we're going to have a presentation on digital radio, and our very own Betsy Doan, who is here with us today, will and her sister Barbara will be giving a presentation on so-called DMR. I'm extremely excited about that. I think that's the first time that ACBRA will actually be doing program content, as it were. Moving on to the Kelly Cannon Scholarship, there was an individual selected, and I apprised the board of that. The initial person selected was Miriam Lazinu of South Carolina. Come to find out, Ms. Lazinu indicated that she would be unable to come to the ACB convention to accept the award, as she would be in attendance at the convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Without going on at length, I think you can intuit how the ACB and its scholarship committee feel about that being proffered as an excuse for not being able to attend. To make a long story short, the award was pulled, thank you very much, and has been awarded to a Hunter S. Jozwiak, J-O-Z-W-I-A-K. On the 15th of this month, June 15th, I did send him an email copy to the board inviting him, granting him a year's worth of free membership, as we did with Mr. Saeed Hamid Hamraz. We have granted him a year of membership. Actually, I better make sure he's reflected on the roster. that he would be able to attend all of our functions gratis. But we have not heard back from him yet. So I will again sort of jog him, saying, there's no question that he'll come to the convention. I just would like to acknowledge that he got the email, and yes, he will be in attendance at our luncheon and as many of our functions as he chooses to attend. Returning to convention functions, or staying in that theme, the board has selected the following individuals to serve as delegate, alternate delegate, and nominating committee rep. I, as this president, will serve as the official delegate. Richard Villa will serve as the alternate delegate, and Andrea Pitzenberger is going to the nominating committee. Tom Jones was unavailable for such service because he's performing service as the alternate delegate for Illinois, and you can't do both. So we're covered on that end.
Turns out that I actually turned out to be the actual delegate for Illinois, too. So.
Oh, really? Okay, that's fine. If I may, on a personal note, many of you are aware that this time last year, as a matter of fact, at the time that I gave my president's report in July of 2014, I was 16 days away from retirement, so I'm now retired. It's been a whirlwind year. We put everything in storage, Emily and I, and everything that was in my condo in storage, in late November 2014, headed out to Kansas, the idea being to stay for a week or two and then head off to Tucson. Well, we stayed for about 6 months. The house took much longer to sell than we had anticipated, but at long last, on the 7th of April, I was able to convey the condo, and then we had some other matters to deal with. But at long last, I am in Tucson. We arrived the first week in June, and against all odds and against what we had originally planned, we were actually tooling around looking at properties and just getting the lay of the land, and this absolute dream home came to our attention. So we will be closing on that property on July 29th. And as soon as possible thereafter, my stuff is coming west. So, blessedly, I do not expect to be facing some of the challenges in scheduling and punting board meetings, et cetera, that had heretofore been the case due to the upheaval in my life circumstances. But I'm loving the heck out of the Southwest. Wasn't 100% sure that I would, but I just love it. It's paradise. This home has got a 20 by 40 foot pool, complete with a diving board, and at the risk of creating a stampede, if you can get your butts here, you're all welcome. Also, on a personal note, while not being strictly germane to my function as your president, I think it is known that Marlena Lieberg declined to run for re-election as ACB's second vice president due to health concerns. I agonized about whether I would do so for just about the entire month of May, one of my primary considerations being that there is much I still wish to accomplish here with BITS, and I don't want an inordinate level of distraction, but I figure I'm retired now, I got a lot of energy. So, for good or ill, on 28 May, I threw my hat in the ring, and I'm the only one to have done so, running for that position. I am unopposed at this point, and, we'll... I pledge to you that I will not abandon or ignore BITS. That's never going to happen, and I would be appreciative of the votes of any of you on this call who would be disposed to doing that. So now we come to the end of my... I haven't covered the walk team. I will put out the link for the walk team, but I did create it around the end of May. Being the witty individual I am, I called our team Every Little Bit Helps. The split will be 75% to to ACB and 25% to BITS. I think BITS is, certainly wouldn't call us fat, but I think we're actually have a higher amount of funds in our accounts than we had this time last year. So ACB certainly needs our help, and I want to show support to that organization. I think we as an affiliate should show support. And I know I have been totally remiss in not publicizing this sufficiently, but that's what we have a distribution list for, and I will put the link out there. And I'd be very pleased, not if people would walk, but if people would get donations. You know, we look like a player on the national stage, which I certainly think we should be. So now at the conclusion of my president's report, you didn't think I would be this long-winded, but I'm an attorney, so I guess I own it. My called shots for 2015/16. One, the adoption of a new streamlined set of bylaws. Much of the work for this on this agenda had actually been done in the previous year, and it was decided for reasons that were very soundly vindicated that we would not do that, just pass the patchwork amendments. And the patchwork amendments have set up this meeting, which I think is going swimmingly thus far. There are other things we need to pay attention to, but right now we are certainly compliant. But in keeping with an ACB tradition, which is not one of our finest traditions, we tend to write bylaws that are extremely, ridiculously prescriptive. And there's latitude to conduct a lot of things by policy, certainly policy where we have member input, where the policies are vetted by certainly the board and the membership. But I want to get away from having highly prescriptive bylaws that tie you in knots. I dare say, frankly, that there are components or provisions of our existing bylaws with which we are not, strictly speaking, in compliance, and we wisely all decide not to, you know, go on at length about what those are. They're not overly serious, but they do exist, and since there's no time or energy or resources to do it, some of those things, they simply don't get done. So I'm looking forward. I have an excellent committee in whom I have the highest level of confidence. I guess I'll take the chance and enumerate some people. I know Ray Campbell, you're on it, and Earlene Hughes is on it. Tom, are you on it? I'm probably missing one or two people. I will distribute that. But I want to get that started by September, so once the relocation turmoil is down. But I have every confidence that we will be able to present a streamlined, really clean set of bylaws to this organization by this time next year, if not before. Okay, the second call shot is putting more content on our website. This is facilitated by the Drupal upgrade, where we've always had a members-only area, but we didn't really enforce that or have that. Many members have not done their member login, and I'm certainly not going to force anybody to do that. It's a benefit of membership, do it or not. But if anyone is having trouble in that respect, please contact Steve Holmes or contact me, and I'll make sure that it gets worked out. There are things which should be held to the membership. If we give everything in the kitchen sink away, then membership has no value. But I'd like to see minutes up there, the minutes of past board meetings, and the minutes, in this case, maybe the minutes of the last annual meeting. I'd also like to see treasurer's reports up there. You can see them, you can look at them or not, according to taste, but I want them to be available to this membership. I want the membership to feel that it has every right and is given every opportunity to be fully engaged in the governance of this organization, at least making themselves aware of what we're doing. This board has nothing whatsoever to be ashamed of. It's a stalwart board, and I'll have more to say at that at the very end here. Three, complete the cleaning up of our roster, hand in glove with the membership recruitment drive. I added, many of you may know or may not know that ACB has adopted what it's called AMS, A-M-M-S, the Affiliate Membership Management System. I'm one of the trainers on that system. I pretty much made the adoption of such a record-keeping system a plank in my 2012 campaign for a board position in Louisville. I spoke to this. Indeed, the requirement that one generate a valid, certifiable list of members is a component of the DC code, and it's what every corporation does. ACB has finally, although there have been some glitches with AMS, AMS is coming along. We are using it, and it gets better every year. I wish I could tell you it's totally glitch-free, but maybe that'll have to await 2016. Nevertheless, for purposes of this board membership president's report, I will tell you that the revamped AMP system has the ability to create affiliate-specific fields. And I have created three of those fields, membership pay date, the membership expiration date, and how the person paid, whether it was by check or PayPal. And by adding date, adding information in those fields, we're going to be able to very effectively keep track of who's a member, what time period they're a member for, when their membership expires, how it was paid, everything along those lines. Let me end my report then by saying that it has been a pleasure to serve as your president these past 2 years. I look forward to the opportunity of doing so for another 2 years, should that be the pleasure of this organization. I love every single member of this board. You've always been there for me. Anything I've asked of you to do, you do. You do it conscientiously. You do it willingly. And I can't say enough about you. And that will conclude my president's report. Unless there are any questions or comments. Okay.
I would just like to congratulate you, John, on a job well done. This is Bessie.
Well, thank you so much, Bessie, and I guess I'm really looking forward to your presentation on digital radio, you and your twin sister there. Robert wanted to be recognized. Rob?
The other thing is, am I lucky enough to be on this Constitution Committee?
Yes, you are. Yeah, you are on it. I'm sorry I was afraid to enumerate names, but yes, you are. You were on it initially, and you remain on it.
Thank you very much. Also,
the newcomer to the meeting in the last 2 to 3 minutes.
Yes, let's call for any new member.
Anybody just joined us within the last 5 minutes?
Yes, Kathy Brandt.
Kathy Brandt.
All right.
And we lost somebody, too. I don't know who, but probably 10 minutes ago, we lost someone.
Yeah.
The only way
on the road they came.
Yeah.
Okay. What the quorum is now? Okay. Okay, six. Committee reports, if any, and I only have in mind, Andrea, if you want to update the membership on, I kind of covered in the president's report what we're doing at convention, but.
Yeah, just very briefly, we're going to have a nice lunch. It's going to be chicken breast with, I don't remember what sides are with it, but we're going to have key lime pie for dessert, and our at lunch will be Paul Schroeder from AFB. So I hope those of you who have not registered plan to register by tomorrow. And those of you who have and are planning to be there, I continue to. And I hope our vendor showcase will be just as good as it's been in the past.
I've been doing this man for a long time. His name is. I know the speech synthesizer says Schroeder, but it's Schrader, Paul Schrader.
Okay, we need to find that out because I thought I heard him, when he spoke to our California affiliate, I thought he said Schroeder.
Yeah, it is Schrader. It's Schrader.
Okay,
fine. Okay,
interesting.
Because I want to introduce him. So right. I was told it was Schroeder.
Okay. Like I said, we could. I'll take folks' word for it, but we can always corner him before an announcement is made from the head table of the lunch.
I'd like to be 100% sure.
I get that.
If it's later, that's fine.
Right,
Mr. President. I noticed in the program that that somebody took liberties and chopped our introductions or our item introductions out. But I only put Windows. The Windows item, and no nothing, no description on a particular item in the program.
Richard, I sent him everything that you gave me, and I don't know why. I haven't really looked at the program,
but I don't know
what happened. Because Janet had everything that you and I, it was a very brief description, but she had whatever you and I had discussed.
One way I think we can address this, and I've been holding my fire because I think the closer on to convention you get, the better the exposure is. But folks in this meeting are no doubt aware that Janet is constantly sending out little like convention tweakers, and you know, like this committee's doing this and that committee's doing, and you know, presentations on this. I think by the end of the week, I'm going to tap Janet on the shoulder and say, okay, start promoting some BIF stuff. And that might be the mechanism for, like, pumping up the things that we're going to be doing. In particular, that we're kind of blazing a trail here in partnering with other affiliates. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, with the shortening of convention, and I don't want to get into this in this meeting, but with the expensive convention being what it is, in 2017 it will be shortened by a day. And I wouldn't rule out the possibility of even further shortening in subsequent years, depending. That's obviously something which the electorate of ACP Nash globally will have to address. But there are going to be pressures on affiliates to do two things, to partner up whenever possible in presenting program content, and also pressures, I think, to go the way that GDOI and now BITS have gone and take care of as much business as possible outside of the convention setting. Leave aside the fact that there are compelling reasons for doing so, as evidenced by the fact that we have double the membership that we would have had in this meeting had it been in person on in Dallas. Andrea?
The other thing I want to mention is, and I guess I need to contact Lynn Heddle, I have not seen a convention preview about our Monday afternoon session, and I believe she said she would take care of that.
Can you address that with her?
So I need to work with her, but I really do apologize about the program. I did submit whatever content we discussed at the board meeting to Janet, so I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll, you know, as when we do our sort of after action, we can ask Janet what happened and how it cannot happen in future. That's a private discussion that I can have with her, or, you know, you, me, and Janet can all have, you know, if there's been a little glitch. Okay, we're up to item 7, which is old business. I'm not hearing any, so I will move on to agenda item 8, which is new business.
Mr. President?
Yes. Who seeks the floor?
This is Jim Adam.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Just a question. I don't know, actually know if this falls under old business or new business.
Well, that's always nebulous, not to worry. I'll take it.
Yeah. In regards to the member area, you know, I know we do a lot of back and forth question and answers on our BITS email list. People ask questions about technology questions, and you know, people answer back and forth. Is there the possibility of setting up like a user forum? And maybe tie that user form into emails so saying, hey, there's a new post about such and such. So the list gets an email about, hey, there's a new post about such and such, and members can configure something like that. The reason I ask that is because it'd be really nice if we had kind of as people ask questions and answer other people's questions, if we could set like a searchable database or knowledge, a base of knowledge. If I say I have got a question about, you know, what screener works with X, I could maybe go search the knowledge base first of all, and then come back and say, oh, that's somebody, you know, Ray Campbell asked that question 6 months ago, and, you know, rather than having to go search through my email and find all that kind of stuff, it'd be really great if now that we have a member forum on the website, I think it'd be really benefit to members as well to set up something like that. So I don't know if it's possible, capability is.
I would defer to Steve on that, who is basically our
Mr. President, Steve Holmes.
Certainly.
That's the next thing I've been thinking about doing now that we got the site built up and that went smoothly. I think that'd be the next thing I plan to work on then, probably starting pretty soon. There's a forum module in Drupal that we can activate it. And I think it's actually there already. I think once we start playing with it, I'll just have to kind of get in and see there and make sure. But
just by way of
getting this. I advise people on how to use it, but I think it's there. Somebody just start experimenting right now with it if they want to.
Hello?
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Steve, but I just wanted to verify what you had said because you have talked about this for the last couple of years, so this is something that we may be able to bring to fruition within the next year and have that as even yet still another potential benefit for BITS members and valued participation.
Okay,
stuff we'll be able to set up in an hour at least. I mean, if you'd like to say it's already there, it'd be just a matter of asking you to try it. And I'll have to set up user rights in order to work it and what things. So we have a little bit tweaking, but it won't take probably a whole Saturday or something.
Well, why don't we take this up at a board meeting and let's worry about convention now, but I think in August, you know, the beginning of August, why don't we, or if you feel that you can do some groundwork on this now, Steve, since I'm sure there's a consensus.
Yeah, that
this is desirable. Since there's a consensus that it would be desirable to do something like that, why don't you just proceed and, you know, bring me up to speed on it. I was not elected to the presidency of this organization because of my technical acumen, though I'm not shabby. There are, I'm an attorney, not a programmer, or even an HTML coder. But in retirement, in my copious free time, and yet I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, given that I'm running for the second vice presidency, but I hope that I can allocate some time for becoming conversant with it, at least doing some good, effective Drupal stuff, if not coding from scratch. Become conversant with Drupal, and I'd like to develop my own website, but that's kind of an aside.
One other comment I'd like to make is this concerning website stuff a little bit. We've had Erling Hughes has been experienced on a lot of this stuff too in the past, you know, on other sites. We worked on several things. She's been help here, and she actually did instrumental in setting up the, if we need it, and I don't know if we will today, but you know, the idea of the voting system, so we can do electronic voting, and she actually put the web form module in place and did that, or that thing in place. So this has some help there, too. So between the two, we can be able to, you know, tear out the fire a little bit.
Okay, are there any further...
extra help, I can do that, too, since I do the ACB radio website.
That's right.
Sure does. We forgot about Larry. Hey, use all the resources. Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, are there any further matters to be be addressed under new business?
Mr. President.
Yes. Who seeks the floor?
Tim Cummings.
Yes.
And I don't know whether this is ACB business or BITS business, but I'm just curious whether you know... I'm sure a lot of people know about the I realize this is controversial because Freedom is one of our sponsors. Freedom Scientific is one of ACB sponsored, but I'm sure people have heard about the very generous offer that Freedom Scientific has made at the NFP convention and has not made the same offer here. And I'm wondering if you know if ACB has lodged any protests against that?
Let me bring you up to speed. Informational. The board has not yet. I expect that this will be addressed in our pre-convention board meeting. When this occurred, Kim was vacationing in Anguilla or Antigua, one of those nice Caribbean islands. Albeit late in the season to be doing that.
I think she was there for a WBU.
Was it WBU? Yeah, there you go. Okay, that would explain it, because, my God, why the heck didn't she do it in January when Boston was having like 100 inches of snow or something like that, assuming she could have even gotten a flight out. But you're right. That sounds right, Larry. But she was out of the country when all of that hit, and the board... certainly takes exception to what Freedom Scientific has done. I'm not holding back, although candidly I would, you know, as a board member, if the information was embargoed, I wouldn't discuss it here, but it's on our radar screen, and I'm sure it'll be addressed. In what manner, I don't know, but I'm sure Kim may seek the input of the board on just what we should do about it. But... that's informational.
Yeah, I know she said she reached out to Freedom Scientific to see what kind of comparable offer they'd make to ACB, but I have not heard any response.
Neither have I, Larry.
I think things are being closed-mouthed. I think Kim wants to try to manage it discreetly if she can, but depending on what Freedom Scientific's response is, maybe it won't be managed.
Bring us up to speed about what they did at NFB?
Certainly. Well, their justification is that NFB is having their 75th year, celebrating their 75th anniversary. So they're giving JAWS 16 and I think Magic 2 at some ridiculous price. I mean, I think those programs go for $800 and they're giving them away for like 50 or 100 bucks or something.
Oh, 75 for JAWS, 50 for Magic.
How
okay.
Much? Oh my.
A 90%.
$75 for JAWS, 50 for Magic.
If
the program costs $750, they're giving it to you a 90% discount, all because of an anniversary. Thank you. I don't want to say anything because it wouldn't be appropriate.
May I just make a comment, Mr. President, because I listen to Jonathan Mosen's podcast. He works at Freedom Scientific.
Yes, okay.
And on his podcast, he said that was the reason, and the other reason was that NFB was supposedly getting this special discount because NFB, as an organization, uses so many copies of JAWS that this is basically a corporate discount that they were getting.
Well, okay, thank you for setting us straight. Yeah, I heard that too, and whether we're using as many as they are is not something I'd rather speculate on here, but, you know, Freedom Scientific had to realize that they were walking into a buzzsaw doing this. I mean, I think the hallmark of anybody who's got half a brain who's in the blindness system, especially marketing in the blindness system, has got to know that you darn well better be even-handed, you know, in how you treat the organization, irrespective of what your beliefs are and what the actual facts of the matter may be, respecting membership numbers.
Mr. President?
Yes.
It's Ray. For purposes of the roll call, I'd just like to let Tom know that Karen Campbell has joined me in the in our office. We're both listening to the speakerphone.
Karen, God bless. Good to have you with us, Karen.
Yeah, I agree with John here. I mean, they're offering this price to anybody that's at the NFB convention, this price. It doesn't matter if they're an employee of NFB or whatnot.
Even a member for that matter, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, again, this is, what I've said and the discussion we've had here is for informational purposes. It's certainly on ACB's radar screen, and we will not just lie down. We are looking at this carefully, and the board, you know, will determine what is an appropriate response. Any further new business? Okay. It's now 5:50, and we proceed to elections. We all know how this is done. Again, as was stated in the call of the meeting, well, not the call, the reminder, really, that anyone is free to nominate someone from the floor. If that happens in order to preserve privacy, we will go to an online election, and Erlene assures me that she's got the mechanism to do that. An email will be sent out as to how that's done. The only thing that will be left to be determined is how much of a time frame we want to leave for the casting of votes, etc. I don't know that anything more need be said about it except to take, you're aware, well, actually, Renee, it's properly your prerogative as chair of the nominating committee to again announce the slate in this meeting.
Okay. All right. Slate of officers that the nominating committee puts forward is John McCann as president, Andrea Pittsburgher as vice president, Tom Jones, secretary, Richard Villa as treasurer, and the board member who is an incumbent is Amanda Lee.
Which term would end in 2018? Yeah, because it's 2015. It's a 3-year term, just clarifying for new members who may not know.
Oh, okay, all right.
Go ahead. You're good.
No, go ahead.
No, I think then at this time, thank you for that report. The appropriate step to take now is if we wish to conduct the election for president is for me to step down as in my role as chair of this meeting, and Andrea, let you take it away.
Okay. I've never done this before, so my apologies.
You just call for additional any other nominations three times.
Nominations from the floor for the office of president. Are there any nominations from the floor for the office of president of Blind Information Technology Specialist?
Two.
I will call one more time. Are there any nominations from the floor for BITS president?
Madam Chair, I move that nomination cease and that John McCann be elected by acclamation.
I second that.
Okay.
Campbell and Turnbull. Okay.
Campbell, thank you. I didn't know who was the second. It has been moved and seconded that nominations be closed and that John McCann be elected by acclamation. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Wow, that hurt my ear. Thank you so much for the vote of confidence again, guys. And like I say, I think BITS is on an incredible roll. And if I've shown leadership, if you know, you can manage a team, but if you don't have good players on the field, what is it worth? It's an honor to manage a team where every player is, you know, we don't have anybody on AAA, you know, out on the field in this team. It's, you're all real rock stars and get stuff done. I appreciate it deeply. I will assume the chair again and return the favor with respect to the election for vice president. The name of Andrea Pitzenberger has been put forward by the nominating committee for the office of vice president. Are there any other nominations for the office of vice president? Are there any other nominations for the office of vice president? We don't have a first or second. Third and last time, are there any other nominations for the office of BITS vice president?
Will the nominations be closed and the interview elected vice president?
Commission.
I second that.
Larry moves. Who seconds?
I do.
Steve. Okay, very good. Question's been called. All those in favor of the motion of electing Andrea Pitzenberger as this vice president by acclamation, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Congratulations, Andrea. Say a few words
if you
want.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor to serve this group, and I really look forward to seeing many of you at the convention.
There you go.
We'll be there.
Moving on to the position of secretary, the name of Tom Jones of Illinois has been put forward by the nominating committee. Are there any other nominations for the office of BITS secretary? Are there any other nominations for the office of BITS secretary? Third and last time, are there any other nominations for the office of BITS secretary?
Chairman, I would move nomination cease and that Tom Jones be elected acclamation.
Second.
Campbell moves, multiple seconds. I'll just give it to somebody, Tom.
Amanda.
Amanda, aye. You were in there first. We'll give it to Amanda. That sounds bad. Question's been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Tom, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And as I've been working with this for a number of years, but I really am delighted to have had the opportunity to do that, and I will continue to do this as best as I can for the rest of as long as I can be here.
Yeah. Well, we hope that's a good long time. See that?
I've been doing it a long time.
Okay, moving on to the secretary. The name of Richard Villa has been put forward for the position of treasurer. Are there any other nominations for the position of BITS treasurer? Any other nominations for the position of BITS treasurer? Third and final time, any other nominations for the position of BITS treasurer?
Mr. President, I move that nominations be closed and be accepted information.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded. Actually, Robert Rule says you don't have to record the makers of these things, but moved and seconded that Richard be nominated or elected by acclamation is the correct term. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. Congratulations, Richard. Take a bow.
Well, it's been a pleasure to serve as treasurer. I like handling money and I like starting it. So. I'll do it again for another couple of years.
Glad we can trust you.
Yeah, no, we can. Good guy. Always does what I've, you know, asked of him. The last final election will be for the position of the directorship term. The incumbent is Amanda Lee. Her term expires at the close of this meeting, and the nominating committee has put forward her name to serve one more. She would term out at the end of 2018 were she to be elected. That's just a little constitutional provision, just so that you know. But the name of Amanda Lee, recently located to Florida, it's Fort Myers area. Oh, no, you're back again. That's another story. But location isn't too important. The name of Amanda Lee has been put forward for the directorship position ending in 2018. Are there any other nominations for the office of that directorship?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Andrea Pitzenberger. I nominate Renee Zellickson for the office of director of the board.
Okay. Do you accept, Renee?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If each of you would like to give a small speech to you about, you know, I think it will be appropriate for each of you to speak for 1 or 2 minutes about your credentials and why you want the office, after which time, as
go ahead. Nominations.
Oh, yes, to close. Are there any further nominations for the office? Thank you for that correction. You're correct. Any further nominations for the office of the directorship ending in 2018? Third and final time, any other nominations for the directorship position ending in 2018?
Mr. President, I move that nomination cease.
Second.
Who makes that motion?
Dave Abian.
Jim Tarrant. And Larry.
Who? You got it, Tom? Okay, fine. Okay, it's been moved that nominations be closed for that position. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay.
Tom, I'll recognize Tom Jones.
I was just wanting to verify. I thought David Tanner and Larry were the two.
Okay. As this, we foresaw the possibility of this happening, Arlene assures me that there's a link and that we can certify members and that this can be done. We will therefore, I'll say a few things before we conclude here, but we will basically adjourn this meeting and reconvene it for the purpose of reporting out the election process. The only question then that needs to be resolved is when you would like to have that meeting. Keep in mind we are coming up on, first of all, that meeting only need to be about 5 minutes. And no one, just because you attended this meeting doesn't mean you have to attend the other. It's your choice to do it or not. But we do need to establish a date for the reconvening of this meeting for the purpose of reporting out the election.
Mr. President, can we...
That will happen after we do the speeches. Thank you, Amanda. So Amanda was nominated by the. Go ahead. I acknowledge.
This is Jim Adam.
Yeah.
Might I suggest 30 days is a good time period?
We want to bring this to closure by the end of the.
This is just one election.
Let's discuss that after we hear from the candidates. So I acknowledge Amanda, since Amanda Lee was nominated, was reported out from the nominating committee, I think she should go first, and then Renee can, speak to. I really don't see the need in this case to have these people designate people to speak for them if they wish. They can speak for themselves. Well, that's not done at the national level. I mean, who better to speak to why you want it? So is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, Amanda, you're up.
Mr. President,
Rob. Knocked off. I'm sorry. Okay, Rob.
I got knocked off. Can you tell me what's up? I lost about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, both Amanda Lee and Renee Zellickson are now competing for the office. And they are going to speak to their candidacies, and then we will establish a date to reconvene and report out the election, which election will be conducted online. Amanda?
Yes, I appreciate everyone's attendance here this evening, and I would like to express that I have been able to learn quite a bit about the organization over the past 3 years. I'm currently in a situation where I've got a lot of time on my hands because I don't have a job, and so I am really here now to devote a lot of time to the organization. And so I would like to continue my growth and development and to be able to serve this again. I was a member a long time ago when it was Visually Impaired Data Processors International, and I really regret that I had to leave for personal and professional reasons. So I'm really delighted to be back amongst the organization again. And by way of background, I have an IT background, a pretty extensive one in information technology, as well as assistive technology. And I really, really would appreciate the opportunity to serve you all one more time.
Okay. Ms. Zellickson.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the nomination. And I would like to also use this opportunity to do further growth and this collection of data to put up on that web. I had been giving some thought to myself about that. might do that. I think it'd be a great forum. I don't, and it could lead into a blog and some other things. And I like data and turning it into a useful material that people can find things quickly. And I look forward to serving on the board if I am elected. I'd also like to gain more experience in learning how to better manage presentations. Also give me an opportunity to participate even further. So thank you again for your nomination. Great evening after this meeting.
Okay. Thank you to both of the candidates. We now do need to proceed to time, date, place. We know where the place is going to be. It's going to be right here. While it is generally considered not great form to inject oneself into the debate, as it were, as president, let me just tell you that I'm thinking in terms of something like Monday, I think, or Tuesday at the latest. I really think that the instructions will be clear. They'll be sent out tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest, and people will have the opportunity that if you can't vote in 4 or 5 days, then I don't think you're real motivated to vote. This is not an instruction. We have no rule on this. Ergo, it is at the pleasure of the membership as to when it would wish to reconvene and for how long the polls should remain open. So with that as a predicate, as guidance, if you will, I'll leave the floor open to debate on the time and hour of, time includes hours. So when will the next time I have time?
Go ahead. I was just wanting to put Marlene into the picture here because she was the one that created the ballot.
Excellent.
And so I want to give her a chance to, work. Right. Go ahead, Arlene.
I just want to say, first of all, thank you for letting me have the honor of creating the first online election ballot for ACB. I was very proud to have been the first person to have done online registration, and it really does mean a lot to me that I'm the first person that created an online election ballot, at least that I know of. So I want to thank you guys for as far as a date and a time, I would propose June the 30th at midnight Eastern time. Or midnight Pacific time, whatever you want. I mean, I'll make sure that the ballot will be closed at whatever time you guys designate. And before we sign off here, I do want to give a couple of instructional things about the ballot, which I'll include in my email.
I would agree with Arlene that I think June 30th should be give plenty of time for everybody to cast their vote, and we definitely would want to have it. It would be good to have it wrapped up before the convention, so everything will be in place for that. I second that.
John, do we need a motion for this? Because I'd like to make a motion that we unless there's any real severe debate, that we close the polls, as it were, at midnight Eastern on June the 30th.
You're happy with Eastern, not Pacific, even though you're from the West Coast and we're in the same time zone? I don't care. I think,
see,
you know.
3 hours makes a huge amount of difference.
I don't think so either.
That's fine.
Okay, we have been, in essence, presuming that motion, but since there seems to be a bit of a consensus, why don't you propose, make that as a motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. Go ahead, Andrea,
like
and then...
I'd like to make a motion that the polls remain open until midnight Eastern on Monday, June 30th, and that after
Tuesday.
That time...
Tuesday,
June 30th. And that after that time, the results will be tallied and the membership will be apprised of the results.
Is that motion seconded?
Could I amend the motion?
Who seeks to amend?
David Tanner.
Come ahead, then. I recognize David Tanner.
But I go along with her first part, but I would simply amend and say that the meeting readjourned Wednesday evening at the same time as this meeting started.
All right, sure. Okay. I didn't add that in. That our meeting...
Reconvene.
Whoever's tallying the votes.
I would hope so, because I'm on a plane on Thursday. This makes it a little tight, but I think we can do it. You know,
I
mean, the tallying shouldn't take that much, right? It's less like, you know.
It's just two people, right? So
it'll be fine, and it's totally secure, and it'll be fine. Yes.
Okay.
So So David, that's great. So the meeting.
This is Bruce Alexander. I have one question. What time is the polls open?
I'll send out an email message and let you know when the poll is open, and I'll call you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Because I know you don't have email.
Yeah, there's special treatment there, boy.
Some people don't have, you know. We'll,
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's good. Okay, so it'll be open sometime tomorrow. I don't think we need to or can commit to a time, except that it would be tomorrow. You know, that it would be tomorrow. So we're clear about the motion, that the motion is that the polls will close at midnight Eastern time on 30 June, which will be Tuesday, and that the announcement will be, that we will reconvene at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, July 1st, to announce the result of that and then adjourn the meeting. Now, just because I'm bizarre and weird, thank you for not doing this according to universal time, because for those of you who are ham operators, we are adding a leap second. You get an extra second of time, boys and girls. Listen to WWV. Listen, 3-4 minutes after.
Yeah.
You're getting a leap second. So you're getting an extra second to cast this vote. I don't want to hear anything about it, but people excuse me. I didn't have time.
Wow.
It would only take a bit ham geek to come up with crap like this.
Well, there was some article written earlier.
The world is
crashed during that time, so hopefully we'll from there.
Okay. I'm supposed to set an example here as chair. We are clear on the motion. Is there any further discussion on same?
No.
Well, thank you for presuming that. I will take silence as the more definitive indicator of a lack of continued interest in kicking this around, and I will assume a call to the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 No. Any opposed? Okay, boys and girls, we know how it's going to go down. Arlene will get a message out, and at this juncture, if there are no further matters to come before us at 6:11,
I wanted to just submit a couple things about the ballot.
Yes, let Arlene, you're recognized.
Oh, yeah.
Do so.
If anyone knows of someone who for whatever reason doesn't have computer access during the voting period, I would encourage you to use their login. If you want to help that person, use their login. And if they don't know their password, you can request another password, and it'll go to their email address. That might be a problem. But if you need any assistance, you can contact me, and I'd be more than willing to help. You can only vote one time in this election. We don't allow overvoting, even for the people in Illinois.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
note to the Campbells and to whoever, you know, I mean, never mind.
That's right.
And no hand.
And Renee, and Ray and Tom.
And if you, for whatever reason, you know, if you have a problem, just, you know, contact me, and I'm more than willing to help. I'm just trying to think. I do have to go in and take out the other candidates, because the way I set up this ballot, I put all the candidates in, and each race has an option for none of the above, just like in a regular voting booth. You could undervote a race if you want. So, for instance, I need to take out the four candidates that we've already elected, and I will add Renee Delickson. So you're going to be choosing between Amanda Lee, Renee Zellison, or none of the above, and then you'll hit submit, and you'll be done. Now, John, the only thing I need from you, and maybe we can talk offline, I need to know who and how you want these results to be sent to. I mean, not the how, but who and what their contact is.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk offline when we're done.
Okay, yeah. I'll just call you once this call is over. I have your number in my iPhone contact, so I'll, you know.
Yeah. And does anybody have any questions about this? I know Bruce doesn't have email. That's why I offered to call Bruce when it's open, because I've been his what would you say it? I've been relaying information. Helping him out. Thank you.
Marty.
Is this
going to be a secure site where we'll need like a current browser with, you know, with an old browser from another device, like work? Or is it going to be a secure site? It's not HTTPS.
Can I hold on? What you do, Marty, it is secure in the sense that no one can read anyone else's ballot or access anybody else's ballot.
Yeah.
Remember a while back, Steve sent out a message saying that he was going to set up an account for everybody? That's what this is for. So you'd be logging in with your, when you go to the bits-atv.org site, on that page, there's a place to enter your username and your password. And there's also a place to select request new password. And let's say if you had to request a new password, you'd select that link, and then you'd enter either your username or your email address, and it'll send a new password reset link to you that you can go in and reset your password with. And if you don't need a new password, you just enter your username and your password, and then you log in. And I'll have the election ballot link right at the top of the menu for you so that you'll be able to go to select that link, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Yeah, there's a number of folks that I checked this the other day, and there was almost 40-some people. It was a higher number than I thought, that have not logged in once or done something. I don't remember, Marty, if you did or not. I don't remember anybody on that list. I don't think I did. But you can do your best to go and request the password now, because if any of those, if you came across your old email from a month ago and you generated, that won't work anymore because those links expire. So,
and my username,
say, and my username is probably my email address.
Well, it was actually a first name and last name,
which isn't is your email address also. Just started, but not as the login.
Martin King.
All together.
One person talk at a time, because I don't think I'm talking either, and I'm trying to listen to see what we're supposed to do. Because Stephen or Lena are both talking, and I can't hear either one of you. So is there a... Can you, no, it's okay. It's just you're both talking. And Erlene is louder. So is it first name, last name? Is that what you said?
Yes, with one space in between. For you, Andrea, it'll be simple. It was your name as you do it. There are some people who had, because of the way it was entered on AMMS, the name might be James instead of Jim or something. There might be some issues with that. So if we have problems, let me know, and we can try to sort that out. But
it is case-sensitive, so be
careful.
You're
either one of
you. Is it double again?
This is Larry. I was just saying that it is the fields for both the user ID and the password are case sensitive, so just remember that, you know, remember how you set it up.
Does it matter if you like to keep everything lowercase?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. I mean...
Gotcha.
Yeah, the name is first capital letter, the name, you know, face, and then capital letter, and then the rest of your names. At one time, I think in some old accounts, they were just all lowercase, but then the password's whatever you make, you know, or whatever they give you initially.
Okay. I'm old school. I don't like to have upper and lower in names and stuff. I want to keep it all lowercase. So that's all I was asking.
Right.
Except for password, I understand that.
Get that.
Okay, is there any further business to come before us right now?
John, just who's on the walk team as far as you know now?
I don't know that anyone, and that's poor publicity on my part. I'll send out a link.
Okay.
You were helpful last year, so I hope you will be this year as well.
Is that link only to sign up people to walk on it, or is that a link also for donations?
That's also for donations.
Oh, okay.
This is a bit of a cop-out, but I'll tell you that donations are open until July 31st. So, if you walk, then you can represent to people, hey, I walked, can you give a little money to ACB/BITS? We like to know beforehand what money's coming in with pledges, but, we can only do what we can do, and I guess I appropriated this unto myself, without getting others involved, and my circumstances being what they are with the relocation, I haven't given it a lot of attention. But what I pledge is that I will get out the link to the walk so that people can publicize it, can publicize it to their friends and say, because ACB could certainly use the money, believe me, more than BITS can. But I think there ought to be something in it for BITS too, hence the 75-25 split I spoke to.
Mr. President, can I make an
announcement? Yes, you certainly may. I recommend
we're starting a new membership year, those that haven't, there's some people that have already paid their dues for our fiscal 15-16. Anybody else that wants to pay can do so.
Yeah, as a practical matter, any dues coming in after May 1 have been attributed per the terms of the Constitutional Patchwork Amendment. Anybody coming in after May 1, the record date for this meeting was close of business June 30th. So people who paid on April 30th, yeah, that month before May, whatever that's called. There you go. I was in Arizona at that time. If you paid in May, it's basically attributable to July 1 of 2015 through June 30th, 2016. And in some cases, people had already had that paid for, so you're out. This is the thing I'm talking about with cleaning up. And I'm going to ask some people to stand down next year because you've got one or two people who have paid so far, one or two years in advance. They didn't necessarily know they did that, but they have, and we're going to try to get that cleaned up.
And one thing I'd like to really admonish is get people to, new and old and whatever, if more people could pay up during the summer months, now through, July and August, whatever, then we don't have that mad rush to try to get ACB certified votes up in early in March, and nobody's paying
in
February, March. I'd really like to see us move to that where everybody will do that out of habit. Unless you newly joined BITS in February, that's a different issue. But any current members pay up now, and then we don't have this thing in March. If you're certifying, somebody can just go in and dump a file and mark the flags, and you do it. And there won't be this confusion of, I just paid my dues, and how come I, didn't have to renew again.
Right.
We do the same in season as the summertime, just like when you go fishing or camping.
That's the way I'd like to see it considered, and particularly in light of convention. Are there any other announcements or information that needs to be provided? And again, if I may presume to take a bit of a leadership, provide leadership guidance as a Robert's Rules kind of guy, the correct motion at this point would be to adjourn the 2014 BITS annual meeting to...
Would it be
recess? 8 p.m. Recess is for a short break, like a little potty break or something like that.
Yes,
in this
case,
it's the same meeting, so the motion would be to adjourn the annual meeting to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, 30th of June, if anyone...
No, it's the 1st of July,
when?
John.
First of July, yeah. Well, now we're even, Andrea. You didn't get the tape.
Yeah, you both got it.
I second that motion.
We'll consider the motion. I articulated it, so Tom, you'll have that right in the minutes when you listen to this recording 11 months and 3 weeks from now or something like that.
I said so you can.
There you go. All right. A motion to adjourn is non-debatable and non-amendable. So I will proceed immediately to the call of the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, Tom, for your edification. It's 9:23 p.m. Eastern, in whichever, 8:23 Central, whichever you want to keep it. Thank you so much. Earlier, I'll give you a call in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Congratulations, officer.
On July 1st.